I recently Google searched digital marketing companies in Southern Nevada and SoCal, and boy, there's a bunch of them. Hey, Kevin Wall here. So why should you commission Sofa King Creative Group to create and manage your company's website and social media? Well, to begin with, Sofa King Creative Group is one of the fastest-growing digital marketing companies in the two-state area. They provide personalized support to each and every client. I should know, because that's the kind of service I get from Sofa King Creative Group each and every day. If you're in need of a new website, graphic design, social media, SEO, or maybe you need all of the above, give them a call right now. They're standing by to take your call at 702-965-2016. Ask for a free evaluation of your website and your social media. It'll only take a few minutes to do, and again, it is absolutely free. That's 702-965-2016. One more time slowly, 702-965-2016, or check them out at skclv.com.
Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake media. NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press. A show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one, time is running out. Number two, time is running out. Number three, time is running out. Number four, hang out.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's May Day. It's live and local now. Kevin Wall with you. And of course, being Tuesday, that means it's time to visit with Aaron Bilbray, Democrat activist slash mom, as we do each and every Tuesday. Good morning, Aaron. You're not spinning today,
are
you?
I'm not spinning. No, I've got
She always comes dressed either spinning, like in workout clothes, or like a regular human being, and you're like a regular human being.
Yeah, I've got other things going on today, so no spinning. So
spinning's just gonna have to wait. It'll wait till Wednesday.
Exactly.
Of course, top of the hour news. Everybody talking about what's going on in Arizona. The teacher strike going on fourth month. The Clark County School District has been called a news conference last week, and they talked all about how it's horrible that we don't have enough money for schools. People say, well, what about the commerce tax money?
Right.
$600 million going to education. Well, it is going to education, but what the legislature did with a sleight of hand was to pull money out to the tune of about $600 million,
right,
replace it with the commerce tax money, and so the net is zero.
It
is that
went.
True?
True? All I know is this, that it was supposed to go to teachers' salaries to raise, and it was also supposed to go to working to recruit more teachers. Our teachers are not getting paid enough. We have people leaving the profession at record races. I also know that we have an incredible amount of substitute teachers in the Clark County School District, and while some of these teachers might be great, that is not benefiting our children to have a constant change of the teachers in their classroom.
I was told by one person close to the district that they had upwards of, I think, 300, maybe 400 vacancies at the beginning of this school year. In previous years, it's been 900, 1,100.
Yeah, I've heard higher, so yeah. I don't know what the number is, but I hear that from my fellow teachers that this is a big issue, and it's disappointing that things are not being taken care of.
Okay, now a lot of people are going to say, well, then who did this? Well, the legislature. But who really did this, and is this Democrats or Republicans, or is it a pox on both your houses?
I think this might be a pox on both of your houses. I mean, although ultimately I think it stops with the governor. You know, he's the one that has the ultimate authority to come back and say, this is the bill that was passed. Now you need to fix it. These teachers need raises.
There has been talk that what we need is a special session of the legislature. According to what Victor Jakes has reported, there's been a not-so-veiled threat by the governor that if the Clark County School District demands a and gets a special session, that he will also include a bill to make Board of Trustees an appointed, not an elected position. First of all, do you believe the governor would go to that extent to threaten the not just the teachers, but the yeah. Clark County School District?
That makes me very nervous. I think that there is definitely kind of this good old boys network out there that would like to see more appointments instead of the people electing the trustees that they want. That concerns me. I don't think it's a good idea. I think we should have an elected school board trustee, for right or wrong, at least that we can hold them accountable.
Well, but doesn't that politicize a position like that? And would making it an appointed a job, would it make it less? I mean, the logic tells me it would make it a less politicized job.
I don't think so. We know, for instance, that when we start looking at appointments in Nevada and the rest of the country, that you have a tendency to white males get those position. And I don't think that's a good thing, especially when we're talking about education. So, no, I believe that the people have the right to elect the trustees that they want. And I think the nature of these very jobs are political.
Tell me, you know these people. Mm-hmm. You know these people that are leading, Aaron Ford and all these people in the legislature. How do they get away with doing this? I mean, this to me is like sleight of hand. Oh, yeah, we got this $600 million. We got all kinds of other monies coming in. We got a marijuana money coming in, but we're just going to replace it. How did they do this?
I don't know the answer to that, Kevin, and I'm not prepared to blame this on Aaron Ford or Jason Frierson. I'd like to know the governor's role in this as well. I think there's other players involved, and I'd like to see a little bit more. The other issue that I think we need to talk about is, Southern Nevada continues to not get their fair share of money for our school system. I think that is absurd. We are the majority by, 65%, and we still get one of the lowest funding per pupil in the state. We pay the most taxes, and we get our kids get the least amount of money. I there's a real problem with that.
Now, is that something the legislature can fix, or is it cooked? Is it cooked in the Constitution, or is there some reason why we haven't done this before?
I think it's something that the legislature can fix, and I think it's something that they need to fix. I think, unfortunately, over decades, there has always been a fear from Southern Nevada legislators that they might run for governor at some point, and so they don't want to upset those that live in the North by making these allocations fair. And I think that people like you and I need to start calling them accountable, because it's our kids that are paying the price.
A lot of people say we don't need more money. We just need to spend the money more wisely. We need to, maybe not spend as much. Although I was talking with Kevin Child, he said this is not a problem, but I hear it all the time that we are top heavy on administration and we need to reprioritize how we spend what money we're getting now. You agree?
I don't necessarily agree with that. If you look at our school district and our administrators and you compare them to other large school districts, they have a lot more administrators than we do. I think one of the issues that we have is that we are such a large school district, and there is no way to be competitive in Clark County. You go to Los Angeles School District, and if you don't like the school district, you can move to Manhattan Beach, which has a much better school district, and there's some competition there. Here, you are in the Clark County School District. You are stuck with the Clark County School District, and there's nowhere else you can go. It took me some time, but once I really thought about it, I was actually pretty pro breaking up the school district.
We consolidate or deconsolidate or whatever. I thought we did that a couple of years ago.
There was a law that passed, I think it was to research to come up a few years plan on how we're going to do it, and I don't see anything happening. And I think we should. I think it should be broken up into four or five pieces. It needs to be equitable. Like, it can't just be Summerlin and Green Valley and then the rest of the city. That's not going to do anyone any good. But I think a smaller school district with its own superintendents that will make it easier for parents to get involved and parents to know what's going on.
So that what you're calling for is really breaking up the fifth largest school district in the country.
It is. I think it's time. When we created school districts by county, what was it? I want to say in like I don't know if I have the year right, but I want to say like 1910 or something like that.
A little bit before my time.
I mean, people had no idea that Clark County would turn into, you know, millions and millions of people. It's not realistic to have one school district overseeing this whole valley.
More to come. That's Erin Bilbray, Democrat activist / mom. We're gonna talk about something that she's gonna be real happy about, and I'm not too mad about it. And it involves the unions in this town. We'll talk about that more coming up, live and local now.
Got Faraday. We need a governor who will create high-tech, high-paid jobs and build schools that will educate our kids, not a $2 billion taxpayer-funded stadium. I get it.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
Do you have dental insurance but haven't found a dentist you trust? Hey, Kevin Wall here. If you're paying for dental benefits, shouldn't you and your family make the most of those benefits? That's why you need to call True Dentistry and make an appointment now. Since I moved to Vegas back in 2011, I've been proud to call Dr. Joe Willardson at True Dentistry my dentist. In fact, I've never felt more comfortable in a dentist chair than I do at True Dentistry. Plus, True Dentistry knows you're busy, so they're open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Thursdays. Heck, I can even get my teeth cleaned before my show. And appointments are also available Fridays and Saturdays. Call them to schedule your free consultation and use the annual insurance benefits you've already paid for. Call True Dentistry at 702-434-4800. They accept all major insurance. That's 434-4800. 434-4800. True Dentistry is conveniently located just off the 215 at 9061 West Post. Or check them out at truedentistry.com. At True Dentistry, it's all about your smile.
This is Danny Tarkanian, your conservative candidate for Congress, asking you to join President Trump and Adam Laxalt in supporting me for Congress. I'm a principled conservative who isn't beholden to special interests on either side of the aisle. That's why insiders from both parties falsely attack and defame me. They know I'll upend the status quo, and that starts with passing congressional term limits. The president and Nevada legislators have term limits. So should the politicians in D.C. I'll stand with President Trump and fight for a secure border. And I'll stand with Adam Laxalt to give Nevadans more choice in their school's education. I'll be a leader on repealing Obamacare. And I'll fight all tax increases. Because raising taxes isn't how we balance the budget. It's how liberals will bankrupt hardworking Americans. I'm Danny Tarkanian, candidate for Congress, and I approve this message because Congress needs real reform now. Paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Cat owners, listen up. There's a new product for cats who have the need for weed. It's called Meowana. This isn't your daddy's catnip. The purveyors at Meowana have developed an entire line of 100% organic catnip, accessories, and apparel. And Meowana is manufactured with no marijuana. But who cares? It is so cool. Check out their amazing website at meowana.com. You'll find jars of buds, pill bottles of leaf and flake, spliffs, blunts, spray, and even medical Meowana ID cards. Your furry friends will love it. And Meowana is produced right here in the USA. It's a perfect treat for your BFF. That's best feline friend. And you know how good catnip is for your cat. It helps stimulate exercise and is safe and non-addictive. Order Meowana now and get the Kevin Wall special. 15% off. Just use the promo code WALL at checkout. We're not kidding around. Go to meowana.com. That's MEOWIJUANA.com. Meowana.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. I know you have a busy life with lots of activities that may keep you from your radio or smartphone between 9 and noon. That's why we've created Live and Local Now on demand. You miss an interview? You want to hear my take on a current hot button issue? Then Live and Local Now on demand is where you want to be. Check it out on our website, KevinWallRadio.com. It's user-friendly and it's free. Try it out now. Go to KevinWallRadio.com.
In 1776, men and women said no to the swamp and chose independence. 2018 is no different. Insiders want to buy, not elect our government. Dan Schwartz won't take their money. He believes in you, the voters, not billionaires and their lobbyists.
Paid for by friends of Dan Schwartz.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
We'll be right back. across the state of Nevada and in SoCal, too. It's live and local now. For those of you that, you know, we've talked about the unions a lot. We are going to talk about the union. Yeah, we'll take that out. Yeah, okay. And we're going to talk about the unions in a maybe a positive note. I don't know. And we might Aaron and I might even agree on this. Let's go to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. 844-2-NEVADA, 844-263-8232. If you remember yesterday, we tried to get Frank on, and the dodo head that's known as the host pushed the wrong button. And that does happen from time to time. Let's go to Frank. Frank, you're up, and you're on Live and Local now. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, sir.
Isn't it amazing? One button is all it was.
I don't know how you did it, but if you can patent it, you're going to be a rich man. I just want one hit of LSD. You took me to the telephone bizarro world, and it was incredible.
I know. You have a question for Aaron?
I do. And how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm doing well.
You're an enigma. Your saving grace is you're a loving mom, and we all accept that.
Well, thank you. I do love my kids and my husband.
Yes. I fell in love with radio. It got me through my part-time security job on the swinging graveyard shift. And I got this off of radio, the stat. And it's gut-wrenching and heartbreaking. 2 quick things, Aaron.
Sure.
55% of people involved in education don't educate. That's where the money's going. And I remember this, and it was a generation ago. I was up at the Reno Hilton. It's not the Reno. Well, there is no Hilton in Nevada now, as far as casinos go. They sold, but it was a teachers' convention. And yes, there were some very pretty teachers, but what scared me and frightened me, a generation, 98, I believe, is they wanted to become educrats, administrators, and that's what scared me. I believe principal, vice principal, nurse, and teacher. That's it. I'll take your response on the radio, sweetheart.
Well, there definitely, you know, there is some truth that there are a lot of positions in the school district that are a lot of expenses that have nothing to do with education. And a lot of that, believe it or not, Kevin, is transportation. The busing system, and I don't see how we get around that. Busing is a big chunk of our costs. Our kids need to get to school somehow. And I just don't see any other way, especially in a place like Southern Nevada, where we don't have the best public transportation.
And it's been a while since I've had a child in public school. Do you pay for the buses? Does the parent have to pay for the buses?
No, the busing is provided. And it's rough. Let me tell you this. My daughter goes to a magnet school. It is not the school that we are zoned for, but she was accepted. She's got great...
Is it across town then?
It's not too far away. It's okay. Honestly not too far away. But if she were going to take the bus, I would have to drop her off at the high school that we are zoned for at about 5:15 in the morning. Ooh. And as we all know, in the winter, 5:15 in the morning, it's still dark. And I'm not dropping my 15-year-old child off at
in the dark.
I'm just not going to do it. We know that there's been some problems. We had a young girl that was attacked. She was 12 years old, rode her bike to the school where she had to pick up her bus and was attacked. It was dark. There was no one else there. She was going to her middle school, magnet school. So, I mean, we're spending a lot on buses. I think we maybe need to do a little bit of better job on our transportation system. I drive my daughter to school every day. I drive her at 6:30. I pick her up, depending on when the activities are, anytime from, if she doesn't have any activities, I pick her up at 2. There are activities, I can pick her up as late as 7, 8, 9. But buses do cost a lot in this community.
Let me ask you, and this is a kind of a similar question. I was just looking at on the RJ website, and they had the six finalists, something like that, for the superintendent gig. Pat Skorkowski stepping down.
Sure.
I don't know who these people are. How do we determine who should be the next superintendent of the Clark County School District?
Well, I can tell you this. It is not a job that I would want. I don't think it's a job that you would want. I mean, it's this. There's some big problems in our school district, and I'm not sure that the superintendent always gets the information that they need. And, you know, I feel bad for Pat. I think he really tried to do his best. He is certainly a teacher that came up through the ranks, had a lot of support in the community, and it still was an incredibly difficult position for him.
I saw one of the pundits in a column a week or so ago saying essentially it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter who they appoint. The next superintendent of the Clark County School District is doomed to fail. Do you buy that?
I could buy that. I could buy that, unfortunately, and I think it goes back to what we were talking about. I think that we need to break up into smaller school districts. I think it would be much easier for those superintendents to be able to have an impact and really do something. Right now, it's like moving the Rock of Gibraltar.
And the great thing is it would give three more administrators an opportunity at a superintendent job. That's always good. I look at it as an opportunity for these people.
Listen, I just think it would be a better opportunity for the kids. Right now, I mean, parents don't even know where to go when they have a complaint. It's impossible to get up to the school district. Fortunately, our trustee, Carolyn Edwards, has been terrific. She lives down the street from us. Everyone I've ever talked to has said she's very accessible for those that live in her district. She's termed out. So, you know, one of the best is leaving. So it'll be interesting to see what happens afterwards.
What's she going to run for next?
I don't think she's running for anything.
Does she live in the city of, or
she's in the county?
In the county. So yeah. Maybe Clark County Commissioner?
You know what? This commission seat is up this time. So I think if she was going to do it, she would have done it.
Yeah.
And I asked her that about a year ago. I said, you know, there'd be a lot of support. And she's just done for a while. She worked really hard at it, and I can see getting tired after a while. But unfortunately, good people, I don't like to hear when good people that are really effective don't go on.
Well, but you do support term limits, right?
I don't support term limits. I really don't. I like how, you know, I support some different things with campaign reform, but term limits is not one of them. I think that good people should be allowed to stay. And I think that democracy works best. If you don't like them, you vote them out.
That's Aaron Bilbray. We're going to get to the unions. And the unions have come in for a lot of criticism on this show, both from the host and from many of you. But there's something going on in Southern Nevada that's very interesting, and it involves a place where the unions heretofore would not ever tread. They just weren't allowed. And I'm talking about Station Casinos. And it was a big deal. Everybody was running TV ads. Remember that?
Right.
You know, negative TV ads about Station Casinos. And Station Casinos was, you know, putting their own people on TV saying, I'm real happy that, you know, we don't have the union. And I love the people at Station Casinos because they treat us great.
Well, they were getting voted, you know, best employer, you know, in the country.
Stick around. There is breaking news on that front. We'll get to that and more coming up. Live and local now.
Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Good to have you with us. Kevin Wall with you. Chelsea on the other side of the glass today. Jameson taking a couple of days off. He will be back in tomorrow, I believe. And joining me, sitting right next to me, as she does every Tuesday, is Aaron Bilbray, Democrat activist / mom. On this program, I've criticized union bosses for as long as I can remember. I really believe that unions, if you're wondering why union activities have decreased dramatically across the country, it's because unions got away from what they initially were there to do, and that's to organize.
And protect workers.
Once they do sign up, then you protect the workers.
Right. Yeah, right. Unions are there to protect workers.
But now we're finding out the workers at the Palms, an off-strip casino owned by Station,
mm-hmm.
They voted to unionize just last week. Secret ballot election, the NLRB, and it's the fifth Station Casino's operated property to unionize since 2015. So the unions at Culinary has done a bang-up job in attacking, I mean that in a nice way, not in a pejorative way, to unionize these Station casinos. I can remember when the union would run TV ads just lambasting Station. Station would run counter ads saying how wonderful their employees love it, that the Fertittas are so nice to them.
Right. I think it's great. I think it's great for the community that both sides have clearly come together. We were talking off air. Obviously, I have great respect for the Culinary Union, and I appreciate the protection that they give to their workers. I also know the Fertitta family, and they are probably one of the most charitable families and have been for decades in this community. So, yeah, I think this is a positive. This is a win-win of two organizations coming together, and I think it'll be a great thing for our community.
Is there something we should look at down the road? I mean, does this mean more and more properties, even more and more Station properties, are going to become union?
Probably. Is this
a part of a grand plan? Because, you know, right now, what is it, 70,000 people down on the Strip are Culinary, and I'm like, that's pretty damn good.
That is. Oh, certainly Strip properties. I mean... There's very, very few Strip properties. I can't think of any that are right on Las Vegas Boulevard that are not Culinary Union. And I think the Palms, right? I mean, the Palms, for all intents and purposes, might as well be on the Strip.
Yeah,
it's so close. I think we'll continue to see that. I think it's an important protection for these workers. We see some things that have happened that have been exposed in the last year, where workers were maybe not as protected as they should. So having a powerful union in place to protect these workers is a good thing.
In Washington, we have yet another Stormy Daniels lawsuit. This a defamation suit, and it names the President of the United States.
Right.
What do you make of that whole nonsense? I think for most people, it's kind of National Enquirer kind of stuff. And I don't really think people are going to, look at who they're going to vote for president in 2020 and say, well, you know, there was that Stormy Daniels lawsuit.
You know what? It is so distracting from the real issues that are going on. But unfortunately, you know, we elected a president that, you know, has done some questionable things. It was on tape that we know that he acts a certain way towards women. Stormy's not the only one. But I do think it's embarrassing for this country.
But this doesn't allege any misconduct other than infidelity.
Well,
I mean, this is just, they had sex. Okay. And he paid her off with $130,000.
There is a question about, this was going on during the campaign and funds were used to keep her quiet. There is some issues with federal election law that are there.
And that's a fine.
It depends on what you've done. Now, we haven't seen a Federal Election Commission really do anything in this recent decade, but they're supposed to be making sure that people are not using dark money for inappropriate things. They're supposed to make sure that elections are run fairly. So hopefully we will see some teeth and we'll stop this type of behavior from happening.
But how do we get Michael Avenatti and Stormy Daniels and Karen McDougal and get all of these people and tell them to go away for a while? How do we shut them up?
Listen, I don't like it.
Another non-disclosure agreement. Yeah.
You know what? People have the right to hear what is going on, and they have the right to hear what kind of activities that their leaders have been engaged in. I think it speaks to character. Do I think it's going to turn anyone that voted for Trump against him? No, but I do think that people have the right to know his character.
I want to ask you, because we've got some great races going on here, including the one, the gubernatorial race on the Democrat side, where it is not a slam dunk. Steve Sisolak was at one point being anointed as the next gubernatorial candidate for the Dems. Now Chris G is running ads, and they're negative. We played it last week.
Right.
It's kind of a negative Sisolak ad. I guess my question is, where does this thing all end, and does Chris G have the money to close the deal?
I think Steve wins it. I mean, I was looking at the Milliman poll that was released, I think it was last week, and Mark Milliman is without a doubt a pretty reputable pollster. He's very well respected in Washington, D.C. It has Steve winning pretty easily. I know that there was another poll that came out, I think, a few weeks ago by a not as reputable firm that tends to go, whenever I read it, I know that it tends to go very far to the left. And
is that the PPP?
Yes.
Folks?
Yes.
Public policy polling.
They have it closer. I don't believe that poll. I mean, I think Milliman knows what he's doing.
I know you keep your ear to the ground. Will there be Democrat debates?
I heard there is one. I think towards the end of May. But I have heard that there is one scheduled.
Excellent. Excellent. Again, joining us, Aaron Bilbray, Democrat activist / mom. I want to ask you about Jackie Rosen.
Sure.
Because a lot of people think that, you know, her first 15 months as a congressperson were sort of nondescript. Not a lot of bills that she sponsored became law. And now she wants to parlay that into a promotion to the U.S. Senate. And obviously Dean Heller has a clean path to the Republican nomination. Does Jackie Rosen have a chance?
Well, you know, I don't think that she should be criticized for being a freshman Democrat in a Republican-held Congress. It's very, very difficult to get legislation passed under those circumstances. And I'm honestly thinking, when you talk about Dean Heller, I can't think of anything of significance that he's actually done. And he's been there for a while.
He's just co-sponsored the Domestic Violence Act.
Okay, well,
And he's done a lot of stuff with veterans, and I get releases every week.
So you're talking
every day I get a release.
He's one of the co-sponsors of the reauthorization of the Domestic Violence Act.
Don't know, but bill just came out.
That's not his brilliant idea. I mean, that the Domestic Violence Act has been around and has been moving forward around Congress for quite some time. So I don't think that's fair to Jackie. Listen, I would like to see Congress as a whole actually do something. I think that all of your listeners are probably in agreement that nobody there is really doing very much. It's out of gridlock. I don't know how that's fixed, but I don't think she'll be criticized for that. I think if she works hard, continues to get her name out there, I think she's got a real shot.
In fact, I was just looking. By the way, I'm curious because Mark Amaday has got a primary, and it's Sharon Angle.
Oh, gosh.
And that's kind of a blast from the past.
Yeah.
But I'm curious what your remembrances of Sharon Angle and Harry Reid and...
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's funny. I mean, that is... I mean, I don't think Mark Amaday is going to have a problem, but who knows? Sharon Angle, you know, she has a base of voters. I have been told by my friends up in Northern Nevada, not this election cycle, but in past election cycles, how hard she works. She knocks on every door. But I would think that Mark Amaday would easily win that primary.
And by the way, we have just moved to May. And a lot of people forget, you know, we always talk about June 12th. It's election day. But remember, early voting begins May 26th.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that crazy?
Are you a believer in getting your people to the polls early, or do you believe in election day?
Oh, I believe getting people to the polls early. You know, the world has changed. It's a lot harder. You got working moms, you got single dads, you got, you know, families that are all over the place. We live in a community that, you know, some people work the night shift, sleep during the day. We should make sure that voting is easy and there shouldn't be long lines and that people are allowed to express their opinions. That's a democracy. So I love how Oregon does it with the mail-in ballot.
Yeah.
They get a great turnout. I think anything that makes it easy for average people to get to the polls is an important thing.
I'm curious. Do you worry? I've only got a couple of minutes, but I know this may be a subject we have to take up at a later date. But do you believe in the integrity of the vote? I mean, do you believe that you know, everybody that votes gets their vote counted, and everybody that should be able to vote is voting?
Well, I do like the fact that at least we have a paper trail here in Nevada. I think that's important. I know that there's voting machines in other places that don't have a paper trail. And, you know, that always worries me to a bit. But I do believe in the integrity. I know that there have been people here in this state that have on purpose tried to commit voter fraud so that they could prove that the system didn't work. They early voted one place and then went somewhere else to try to early vote, and they were quickly caught. So I think that is a good thing. I do believe in the integrity of the system.
You're not going to be spending today. You're going to be off doing business. So
I am.
I understand that. Mom business, politics business?
Politics business, home business, just a bunch of stuff that I got to get done.
I know. We'll see you next Tuesday.
You got it. I'll be.
Erin Bilbray, Democrat activist / mom, joining us live and local now.
This is David Gibbs. I'm a 25-year Air Force veteran and the Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. As I meet folks across this district, I hear one recurring theme: get the government out of our lives and out of our pocketbooks. As your congressman, those will be my guiding principles. Every vote I take will be based on how it affects you, how it improves your lives, and your ability to keep what you earn. My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote in the primary election on June 12th. Visit my website at Gibbs4Nevada.com. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. As all of you know, I know a good conservative when I see one. Well, I've got a great one for you. I'm all in for former Assemblyman Brent Jones for Nevada Lieutenant Governor. I've known Brent for many years. He's a good businessman, but more importantly, he votes right every time. He stands up to the corrupt swamp creatures and votes to reduce taxes and provide school choice. He even brought a bill to remove Common Core from our state. He wants government to keep their hands off our guns. And he was the first elected official I'm aware of to publicly endorse Donald Trump for president. That took courage. We need guys like Brent if we're going to prevent our great state from becoming Sanctuary California East. Don't let the swamp take over Nevada. Please help Brent with a small donation of as little as $5. Text hashtag VoteBrent to 53445. That's hashtag VoteBrent to 53445. This election is so important for Nevada's future. Help take Nevada back. Help my great friend Brent Jones win for Lieutenant Governor. Go to VoteBrentJones.com. That's VoteBrentJones.com.
I'm Matt Hershkovich. I'm a reconstructive surgeon, and I'm a client of City National Bank. Michael Sherman referred me to City National.
I'm Michael Sherman. I'm a business trial lawyer. I make referrals very purposefully, and City National Bank has done a terrific job with me and my family, so it was perfectly natural for me to turn Matt on to the professionals that I deal with at City National.
I was extremely impressed with their level of service and professionalism, and the part that was most helpful for me is that I got to focus on what I actually trained to do, which was practice medicine, not worry about finances. It was exactly what I was looking for and the partner that I needed. He was spot on when he referred me to City National Bank.
The people you trust City National. Visit cnb.com to learn more. City National Bank, an RBC company. CNB, member FDIC.
Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food. you like.
In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available.
Roberto's Taco Shop. Real Mexican food you like.
Ah, it's going to be a glorious day.
790 Las Vegas and 98.1 Palm Springs. Talk now. Talk that rocks.
It is live and local now. Great to have you with us. It is Tuesday. Always good to have you with us on Tuesday. Coming up a little bit later, I just give you a quick idea of the roadmap today. Maria Espinoza is the national director of the Remembrance Project. They are a 501c3. They want to honor those citizens who have died at the hands of illegals, like, for instance, Kate Steinle. Good example. We have this caravan that has arrived at our southern border, and now we are trying to process these thousands of people, and all of them are going to say the same thing. I fear for my life! And, of course, we know that that's not true. I mean, they could have stopped in Mexico. These are people that came from Central America. And by the way, here's one of the weird things, and we were getting this from reporting down along our border, that many of these people who are coming seeking asylum are seeking asylum from Mexico, not from Guatemala or El Salvador. They're seeking asylum from Mexico. Mexico is our neighbor. It's, well, whatever. But now what we have, all of these people trying to come across our border. And I'll simply tell you, it's a little scary. Either we are a sovereign nation and can control our own border, or we are not. Either we dictate who comes in and goes out, or we don't. And what's happening now is our borders are being tested. There are people sitting on a 30-foot-high fence at our border, ready to jump down into America. And there's not a lot. We've got all these judges, you know, these immigration judges that are going to be hearing these cases. But they can't hear them all. So what are these people supposed to do? What are we as a nation supposed to do? Are we supposed to turn these people around, a mom and an infant son? Are we supposed to turn them around and send them back to Guatemala or Mexico? My question is, and think about this one for a minute, why is it that these people are allowed to travel all the way through Mexico? These people come from Central America. Many of these people come from Central America. Why is it that they can't just stay in Mexico? Why can't they seek asylum in the country nearest to where they live? Why go all the way through Mexico? And the simple answer, I'll tell you what the simple answer is, and I think we all know that. The simple answer is they're doing it because they know they got benefits. And probably a lot of these people, even though they speak Spanish, and they speak Spanish in Mexico, that even with that, they'd rather come to America. Why is that? Well, we give them free schooling for their kids. We give them free hospitalization. Something, by the way, that I don't get. I have to pay for mine. We got program after program after program after program for these people. We've got welfare, and maybe, just maybe, they think they have sponsors here. But these people, a lot of these people end up on welfare. or on public assistance of some sort. That to me does not make sense. Anyway, these people are at the border, and I'm waiting for the U.S. to make a definitive statement that these people do not belong here. If they want to seek asylum, they should be seeking asylum in Mexico, not in the U.S. If there are people from Mexico that somehow want to make a case for asylum, then I guess the U.S. would be the nearest country to do this. My question is, why don't these people seek asylum, these people from Mexico? I mean, I'm just going to tell you how absolutely bizarre this is. Why aren't these people from Mexico that are coming to America, they've got a choice. They could seek asylum in Guatemala or elsewhere in Central America. They choose America. Instead of taking a left turn, they take a right turn. You tell me. Does that make sense? That's what we're faced with, and that's why this is so incredibly bizarre.
It's time for Nevada Voices.
I'm Danny Tarkanian, and I approve this message. When I first told my father I wanted to run for public office, he asked, why would you want to do that? The people that are the most successful are the ones that lie the best and have the most money to lie the most often. I laughed thinking my dad didn't know what he was talking about. But as usual, Dad was right. I learned this is how the swamp operates. They take millions of dollars from lobbyists and special interest groups. Then they vote favorably for their legislation. Then they use the money to lie about good conservative candidates who challenge the establishment. They did this with Ted Cruz, with Rand Paul, and even Donald Trump. But we can put a stop to this. We can show them that Nevadans want honest public servants who keep their promises. I have never been afraid to take on the establishment from either party. I realize that if we want to change the way Washington, D.C. operates, we need to drain the swamp. That's why I have never backed down from the challenge. Every race that I've been in, the establishment has spent millions of dollars lying about me. They are scared to death to see me in office because they know they can't control me. I will vote for what is in the best interest of my fellow Nevadans, not the establishment. I've taken my lumps and my losses. However, I've always fought back. I won the first defamation lawsuit by a politician in Nevada, and I'm in the process of winning a second. But winning lawsuits won't change Washington, D.C. Only draining the swamp will.
This message was paid for by Tarkanian for Congress.
Coming up, very, very excited. We're going to talk about what's going on along our southern border and how we fix it. And by the way, with somebody that knows something about Maria Espinoza, National Director of the Remembrance Project. The caravan has arrived. People are being processed. They're coming from Guatemala. They're coming from Mexico, believe it or not. I thought Mexico was a thriving country and all of that, and one of our trading partners. Well, now people are saying they got to get out of there, and they got to come to America. And America is the only place that they can come to. We'll talk about that. Stick around. My name is Kevin Wall. The program, live and local, now. And it's an interrupt for circumstance. One thing led to another. We were young. And we would scream together songs unsung. It was the heat of the moment.
This is David Gibbs, 25-year Air Force veteran and Republican candidate for Congress in District 4. This election is about you. It's about your pocketbook, putting food on your table and a roof over your and your children's heads. It's about removing barriers so that you can save for your retirement and for your children's education. As your congressman, I will decide every vote I make based on these guiding principles. How does it affect you? What does it mean for Nevada's families? My name is David Gibbs, and I ask for your vote on June 12th. Paid for by David Gibbs for Nevada. Roberto's Taco Shop, real Mexican food.
you like? In Mexico, there was a phrase we used to say after enjoying a wonderful meal. Fabuloso. That's what best describes the authentic Mexican dishes prepared at Roberto's. Choose from over 100 family recipes. You see, Roberto's uses only the finest and freshest ingredients available. Roberto's Taco Shop.